Stories of the Prophets. Stories of the Prophets. Peace be upon them. The story of Moses, peace be upon him. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad. And upon all his family and companions. And after. We heard in the previous meeting. How exactly did the Quran mention to us? The coming of Moses, peace be upon him, to the Holy Valley. What was the tree and the fire in it like? And other accurate descriptions. Some of which the people of the book know and some of which they do not know. The Jews were listening to the presentation of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. For these events. What happened to Moses, peace be upon him, in Egypt and Media. And in the Holy Valley. They find it confirming what they have in the Torah. And they say, how did Muhammad know this when he was illiterate? There is no doubt about this. Proof that the Quran is from God Almighty. As God said to his prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace. And I was not on the western side. When we conveyed the matter to Moses. And I was not one of the witnesses. But we created centuries. So their lives are prolonged. And I was not a resident of the people of Madian. Our verses are recited to them. But we were missionaries. And I was not beside the stage. When we called, but it was a mercy from your Lord. To warn a people that I will spare you. To warn a people to whom no warner had come before you. Maybe they remember. We return to the story of Moses, peace be upon him, again. Where he went to his brother Aaron in Egypt. He gave him good news that God had chosen him as a prophet with him. And he sent them to Pharaoh. He supported them with miraculous signs. He advised them to always remember him, glory be to him. And not to weaken from that. He is the true provision and strength for them. He ordered them to be gentle in their speech to Pharaoh. Perhaps he remembers or fears. Moses and Aaron, peace be upon him, said. O our Lord! We are afraid of Pharaoh. To rush to kill us before we deliver your message to him. And God said to them. Rest assured and do not be afraid. I am with you, I hear and see everything. So go to him and invite him to worship me. And ask him to stop tormenting the children of Israel. And to send them with you. They told him that the punishment is for those who lied and turned away. God Almighty said. Follow my verses, you and your brother, and do not neglect to mention me. Go to Pharaoh, he is a tyrant. So speak to him softly, perhaps he will remember or fear. Our Lord said that we fear that he will overpower us or that he will overpower us. He said, don't be afraid. I am with you, I hear and I see. So go to him and say, we are messengers of your Lord. So send the children of Israel with us. And do not torture them. We have brought you a sign from your Lord. Peace be upon whoever follows guidance. It has been revealed to us that the punishment is upon those who lie and turn away. Moses, peace be upon him, went to meet the tyrant Pharaoh. He is strong and determined. I am confident in God's victory and support. And with him was his brother Harun, peace be upon him. When he entered upon Pharaoh, they said to him, we are messengers of your Lord to you. Pharaoh asked them, who is your Lord, O Moses? The mean Pharaoh claimed that he did not know his Lord. So he pretended to ask him. The letter was addressed to Moses because he was the original letter. Aaron was his minister and his subordinate. Moses, peace be upon him, answered him. Our Lord, who gave everything its proper creation. Then every creature was guided to benefit from what God created for them. Pharaoh said, what about the first centuries that passed? She used to worship idols and deny the resurrection. Moses said their deeds are preserved with God in the preserved tablet. And he will reward them with it. The doer of good is rewarded and the disbeliever is punished. He, glory be to him, does not miss anything. Nothing is missed. Pharaoh did not believe and did not relent. Rather, he opposed Moses. He moved from the dialogue to the manna upon Moses. He said to him, "Didn't we bless you and raise you since you were a newborn in your cradle? You remained in our care for years of your life. You committed a felony by killing a man from my people when you hit him and pushed him. And you are among those who strive against my blessings and deny my lordship." Moses, peace be upon him, said, "I did what you mentioned before God inspired me and sent me as a messenger. So I left from among you and fled to Midian, when I was afraid that you would kill me for what I did unintentionally. So my Lord granted me, by his grace, prophecy and knowledge. And he made me one of the messengers. Then what did he wish for me? What he wished upon me is in fact a curse. Otherwise, what favor do you have on me in your enslavement of my people? And I am one of them." And with this reprimanding answer, Moses, peace be upon him, charred Pharaoh. And make him talk about this issue, which relates to his upbringing of Moses and the blessings upon him, to talk about something else. He said, "What is it, Lord of the worlds, that you and your brother have come to convey his message to me?" This question indicates the tyranny of Pharaoh. He exceeded every limit in immorality. This question carries with it a denial that there is a God other than him. The response came from Moses, peace be upon him. As God Almighty mentioned in his holy book, Pharaoh said, "What is the Lord of the worlds?" The Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them said, "If you are certain." He told those around him not to listen. "Your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers said." He said, "Your messenger who was sent to you is crazy. The Lord of the east and the west and all that is between them said, if you understand." He said, "If you take a god other than me, I will make you one of the prisoners." Pharaoh felt that Moses' argument had cast a stone against him. He moved from the method of dialogue to threats and intimidation. This is the case with tyrants in every era, when they are unable to advance the argument with argument. He said with anger and anger, "Because if you take a god other than me, O Moses, to make you one of the prisoners in my prison. This is my affair with everyone who disobeys me." It was Pharaoh's custom to take whomever he wanted to imprison. And he throws him into a deep pit into the earth. He neither sees nor hears. That was worse than murder. Moses said, "Will you make me one of the prisoners? Even if I brought you conclusive proof that would prove my truthfulness." But Moses said that, because of people's morals. Answer to the right after the statement. Pharaoh had no choice but to say to Moses. He said, "If you have come with a sign, then bring it if you are truthful." So he threw his stick, and it was a visible snake. He removed his hand, and it was white to the onlookers. Pharaoh and his entourage were astonished by the miracles of Moses, peace be upon him. Instead of obeying the truth and submitting to it, they denied it unjustly and arrogantly. They said, "This is a knowledgeable magician. He wants to expel you from your land with his magic. So what do you command?" The leaders of Pharaoh's people said, "They are his entourage and the lining of evil." Moses and his brother were given a period of time. He was sent throughout Egypt and its environs. "They will bring you every knowledgeable magician." Pharaoh agreed to this proposal. And he said to Moses, "You have come to us to expel us from our land with your magic. Let us bring you magic similar to it and more powerful than it. So set a specific date between us that none of us will miss, until we see which of us has the greatest magic." Moses, peace be upon him, said, "Your date is the day of your feast, the day of decoration. At noontime." Moses, peace be upon him, chose this date, so that it would be more inviting for people to attend, and establishing the argument against Pharaoh and his people. Pharaoh agreed to the appointment. The great magicians from all over Egypt were summoned. When they came at the appointment, they were 70 magicians. Moses, peace be upon him, turned to them. He told them privately, "Woe to you, Do not invent a lie against God. Then he will eradicate you with punishment from himself. He who slandered has been disappointed. The magicians discussed among themselves secretly. And they said, "These two are nothing but magicians. They want to defeat you and expel you from your land with their magic. So make up your mind and gather your plans." Then they came to Sep to debate with Moses and his brother. Today, those who rise above have succeeded. God Almighty said, "We showed him all of our signs, but he lied and refused. He said, 'You have come to us to expel us from our land with your magic, O Moses. Let us bring you magic like that. So set an appointment between us and you.' So he set a date between us and you, which neither you nor we will leave except another place. He said, 'Your appointment is the day of decoration, and that the people will be gathered in sacrifice.' So Pharaoh took charge, gathered his plot, and then came. Moses said to them, 'Woe to you! Do not invent a lie against God, lest he afflict you with torment. He who slandered has been disappointed.' They disputed their affairs among themselves, and the Najwa families were captured. They said, 'These are two magicians who want to expel you from your land with their magic and go your way, for example. So gather your plans and come to a line. Those who are arrogant have succeeded today.' The magicians went to Pharaoh and said to him, 'Do we have any reward if we defeat Moses today?' Pharaoh said, 'Yes, you will have a great reward, and in addition to that, I will make you among those close to me.' The magicians were happy about this, and then they said to Moses, 'Either you cast your magic first, Musa, or we will be the casters.' And Moses said to them, 'Rather, cast your magic first.' So all the magicians dropped their ropes and their staffs at the same time. They charmed people's eyes. They began to see snakes and snakes moving in front of them in a majestic sight and great magic. And they said, 'By the might of Pharaoh, we are the victors.' Moses, peace be upon him, felt fear within himself. Moses, peace be upon him, did not doubt God's victory for him. But he feared that people would be affected by these magicians because of their large number. Or they do not wait to see the miracles of Moses. So God inspired Moses, 'Do not be afraid and put down your staff. It will eat what they have made and nullify their magic.' Then Moses said to the magicians, 'What you have come up with is nothing more than magic. By God, my Lord will nullify it. God does not fit the work of corruptors.' Then Moses threw a staff. So I turned the stick into a real snake. And they began to devour the magic and lies they cast, with which they deceived people's eyes. It has no truth. Moses' staff ate all the people's ropes and sticks, in front of the eyes of Pharaoh, the magicians, and all the people. Here the truth occurred, and what they were doing was invalidated. Pharaoh and those with him defeated. And they returned, by God, humiliated. As for the big surprise, she was one of the witches. They knew that this was not magic. And it is above the work of all magicians. So bow down to God, prostrating." And they all said, "We believe in God, Lord of the worlds, Lord of Moses and Aaron." Pharaoh was angry with the magicians. And he told them. He said, "You believed in him before I gave you permission. He is your elder who taught you magic. So I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides. And I will crucify you on the trunks of palm trees. And you will know which of us is more severe in torment and more lasting." They said, "We will not forgive you for the clear proofs that have come to us and for that which created us. So decide what you decide. You will only spend this worldly life. We believed in our Lord to forgive us our sins. To forgive us our sins. And the magic you forced us to do. God is good and lasting. He is the one who comes to his Lord as a criminal. For he is hell in which he neither dies nor lives. And whoever comes to him as a believer and has done righteous deeds, those will have the highest ranks. Gardens of Eden, beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever. This is a reward for zakat. Pharaoh accused them of another accusation as well. He said, "This is a deception that you devised in the city to expel its people from it." He threatened them with death and crucifixion. They said, "And faith has entered their hearts. There is no harm to us if you kill us or fulfill your promise to us. We are turning to our Lord. We hope that our Lord will forgive us our sins if we are the first to believe." So the unjust Pharaoh issued orders and they were all killed. Ibn Abbas, may God be pleased with them, said. They were magicians at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day righteous martyrs. He saw the lords and nobles of Pharaoh's people. Large numbers of the children of Israel believed in Moses and followed him. They said to Pharaoh as a matter of irritation and excitement, "Will you invite Moses and his people from the children of Israel to corrupt the people in the land of Egypt? By changing their religion by worshipping God and leaving your worship and the worship of your gods." Pharaoh said, "We will kill the children of Israel. We keep their women alive to serve. We are oppressive to them by oppressing the king and the sultan." When Moses and his people heard this threat and threat from Pharaoh and his chiefs, Moses, peace be upon him, did not care about them. Rather, he advised his people to be patient and waved victory to them. "I hope that God will give them an inheritance of the land of Egypt." The children of Israel said to Moses, peace be upon him, in response to his advice to them, "We were harmed by Pharaoh before you, O Moses, brought us the message. That tyrant killed many of our children. He inflicted on us various types of injustice and persecution. We were hurt after you brought us the message. As you can see, our conditions are bad, with despicable and humiliating work." Moses said to them, "Perhaps your Lord will destroy your enemy Pharaoh and his people. He will appoint you as your successor in their land after their destruction, and see how you work. Are you thankful or ungrateful?" God Almighty revealed to Moses and his brother Aaron, after Pharaoh entered into his tyranny and inflicting torment on believers, "If your believing people take their own homes in Egypt, they come down and settle there, and they would isolate Pharaoh and his soldiers until God decrees something that was already in effect, and make these the houses in which you resided, a place for your prayers and worship, after Pharaoh and his soldiers prevented you from performing worship in designated places." The rest of the talk, God willing. And God knows best. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May God's blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon all his family and companions. You were with the stories of the prophets.